Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. And it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and then the best question wins the KSN polo shirt. If you want to submit a question for Ross, it's really easy. Download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Ross button, or you can email us at info@ksnsports.net. And we're also doing something else here. We are going to do a drawing from those who send in a question to Ask Ross and Ask T. Frank, and that winner will get a free RV weekend from our friends at GoPSURV.com for their first Big Ten home game, which is against Indiana, which should be a really good game. So that's a great prize. Get your questions in, and you will be entered to win. All right, Ross, you ready for questions?
I am.
All right, let's start. We talked a bit about quarterbacks last segment. Let's keep hitting it. Jimmy from Forest City says, Sean Clifford almost single-handedly cost Penn State three losses last year. He also has one more year of eligibility remaining. Penn State has a tough schedule in 2021. I don't anticipate much success for Clifford. How does Franklin deal with Clifford potentially coming back versus moving on to Drew Aller in 2022?
Wow. Yes. You want to talk about putting the cart before the horse. What was this guy's name? This guy that asked this question?
This is Jimmy from Forest City. He's looking ahead,
hey,
Ross.
Hey, Jimmy, can you stop trying to see the forest through the trees here, buddy, from Forest City?
Saw what I you mean, did there.
Jimmy, Jimmy's already buried Sean Clifford. And already just vaulted Drew Aller, or however you say his name, ahead of Roberson, Vayu, not to mention, you know, Bo Prabula. I mean, Jimmy, take a chill pill, bro. Ease up a little bit. I'm not even answering that question, Jim. Like I don't want to be doing
okay.
that.
All right.
In all sincerity, I think it's totally unfair to be answering theoretical question based on a guy being terrible this year.
Okay, well, could I come to one conclusion that, and that is Jimmy will not be our winner this week.
No, Jimmy's our loser this week, actually. Jimmy, we love you. I'm busting your chops. I understand the question. What I think is a more interesting question than that is if Clifford struggles this year, he's not coming back. So you don't need to worry about that, okay? If Clifford struggles, he's not coming back, one way or the other.
All right. Well,
what's more interesting would be if he struggles this year, how soon would they go to Roberson or Vayu, you know, if Clifford struggles this year? That's the more interesting question in my mind.
My feeling is it would take an awful lot for them to do that, Ross. Even last year, if you recall, when he was struggling, and they had a backup who it seemed like they had some confidence in with Will Levis, It seemed to take them forever to pull the trigger. So I'm not looking for them to pull the trigger very quickly. Let's move on. I think this is a fun question, Ross. This is Doug from Paradise. He says, Ross, using a time machine, you get to travel back to an era of Penn State football of your choosing, and your goal is to bring one player back to try to make this year's team a national championship playoff contender. Who are you going to go back in your time machine? What Penn State player are you going to go back to get, Ross?
Who? That is a good question. You know, the quarterback position is just so important that I think you got to go quarterback. I feel like Blackledge was a little before my time. I guess I would think the two guys that come to mind for me would be Kerry Collins and Michael Robinson. But especially with the running element, I think I might go Michael Robinson. I just think his leadership and his running, I think if we're talking about winning the most games this year for Penn State, I think they win more with Michael Robinson than maybe any other quarterback.
Wow, it's amazing, Ross. We both, in our history, I thought quarterback also. As much as I wanted, you know, like a Bruce Clark or a Matt Millen or someone like that, it is quarterback. My first thought was Kerry Collins, but you make a great point about Michael Robinson, who, by the way, might be my favorite Penn State football player of all time. I think he's a guy who just will the team to win.
I absolutely love that guy in every way. And look, Kerry Collins is from my hometown. I think I probably told you before, Jim, I was the first person to ever ask for his autograph. He was 17 years old. He had committed to Penn State. He was at Anthony's Five Barbers on Penn Avenue in West Reading. And I asked, he's like, "You want my autograph?" I'm like, "Yeah, you're going to Penn State, right?" And but here's the thing. He had like one of the best offensive lines in NFL in college football history that year. He had Bobby Engram and Freddie Scott. He had Kyle Brady. He had Kajana Carter. I mean, he had a great year, and he went on to be, I guess, the most successful Penn State quarterback ever in the NFL, right? I mean, not even close that I can think of. But I still think this year's team, I mean, Kerry was slow as molasses. I think this year's team would win more games than Michael Robinson.
Well, and the thing, I think people forget how good a year he had. I remember that year, think as good as Kajana Carter was and all that, and he was the best player, the best NFL prospect. I thought Kerry Collins was the key to that team. I thought he had an exceptional season. So either way, I don't think they could go wrong, Kerry Collins or Michael Robinson. All right, let's move on. Angie from Friendswood, Texas. She says, "Ross, as a graduate from an Ivy League school, go Big Red," that's Cornell, right? She says, "I never understood my husband's obsession with Penn State football, especially after learning he camped out and painted his face and chest for games when he was in college. After being married to him for 10 years and going back to state college multiple times, I better understand his love and enthusiasm for Penn State football. Given that the season's approaching in a few weeks, what are some tips on things I could do to make this season extra special for him? And bonus points, if you could give me some pointers for getting our 6-year-old son to start watching the Penn State games with his dad."
Wow, what an awesome question. I love this. So, yes, for the 6-year-old son, that is very simple. You have to take him to a game. That's it, Jim. You have to take him to a game. You have to take him to a game. Don't tailgate too long. Tailgate a little bit. Throw the football with them. Get him some good food. Probably not a beer. Probably a little too young for that. And then get into the stadium early for pregame warmups. Jim, I'm telling you, I'm getting chills right now. This is just audio for everybody else, but you can see me. I'm getting chills right now. It is my first memory that I vividly remember as a human being.
Really?
I don't know if I was 4 or 5, but walking up into Beaver Stadium and seeing how green the grass was and how blue and white the uniforms were, I was enthralled. And I don't even think I knew much about football yet. I just thought, wow, this is something different. You know, I had never been in a building that big. I had never seen that many people. I had never seen such green. I just thought, I mean, honestly, Jim, you know, if my dad had taken me to a Premier League soccer match, my life might have gone a lot differently. I don't know. But I just think the fact, like the whole thing, that's what you got to do for your son. That part of it is easy. And by the way, that will help enhance it for your husband even more. If you go to a game, especially early when the weather's nice, and your son will get into it, there's nothing you could do more for your husband than getting your son into it like that. Other than that, I think if you can make sure you have a variety of IPAs ready for every game, and you get some good food for him. You got to have pregame. You got to have like some wings. You got to have maybe like some chips and guac, stuff like that. Then at halftime, you come in with the big dogs, whether it's a burger or brats or whatever it is. Man, I got to tell you, Jim, this is the part I like the least about being a broadcaster. I don't get to do this stuff. I don't get to tailgate. I don't get to take my son to a game. I don't get to, you know, be on a couch and have my wife make me food. I can drink beers. That's the one negative of your dream job. Your dream job takes away your best hobby.
No daddy sodas for Ross during the game. I tell you what, I got excited listening to that. Ross, your first game, you said you were like 4 or 5. My first Penn State game was when I was a student. My first year out at State College, and, you know, the student section back then, there was a little bit of a cloud of smoke in the student section, if you know what I'm talking about there. But it was just a crazy scene. So much fun. You're right. Take the son to a game. He'll be a fan forever. All right, let's get another one in here, Ross. This is Rich from Bakersfield, California. Ross, what was the first thing or things you did when you finally made an NFL roster at the beginning of the season? How secure was the roster spot once you earned it? I guess essentially he's saying, how did you celebrate when you made the NFL, Ross?
Well, so I distinctly remember driving back once I got the news. I had to, you know, I was just in an apartment. Not even an apartment. I was in a hotel room in Northern Virginia. So I had to, A, get an apartment, Jim, and B, get all my stuff. You know, I just brought like one bag of stuff for training camp. I didn't know if I was staying or not. So I distinctly remember going home, driving back to Reading, Pennsylvania to get the rest of my clothes and whatever. And I called my mom, my dad, my high school coach, my college coach, my girlfriend, who's now my wife. And it was probably one of the best 2 hours of my life. I mean, gosh, I'm getting chills again. Big chills day for us here today. But my eyes well up when I think about it. To call all the most important people in your life and tell them that your dream came true, I genuinely wish everybody could experience that in their lives.
Who was happier, you or your parents?
I think they were. I think there's something special about seeing your kid's dream come true.
All right. Very good, Ross. That was a good-ass Ross segment. Stick around in quarter number 4. We'll have Andy back. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in 4 Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.